This is RSBNB Update, episode 316, recorded Friday, July 8th, 2011, Space Prestige. Hello, everybody, and this is RSBNB Update, as you hopefully know. If you do not, then you might be listening to the wrong thing. In any case, Paulina, PFK99, is here, the one who got married on RuneScape. Yeah, I realized I didn't say that last week, so I figured I'd say that this week.
The week before last week. Oh. Yes. Last week I was elsewhere.
You were?
Mm-hmm.
No, you did the show with me last week.
Oh, that's right, because we recorded on Thursday, right?
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
Right. I hauled out of here on Friday. Forgot about that.
That's right. Also here is Matt, who is known, or was known, I guess, as Poison333. He used to head up the things that are now dead called Design Crew and Sig of the Week on RSBNB. So he is here under our alumni clause, and he's getting back into RuneScape, I believe, so we'll talk to him about that later.
The chat.
Oh, right, the chat thing, too. Forgot about that one.
Yeah.
Yeah, Clan Chat put that one down. We didn't put that one down.
There were a lot of things that put that down.
Yeah, I'm sure we all know what we're talking about there, eh? Anyways, this week's RuneScape update is the quest that finishes up the Sea Slug storyline. So this quest is called Salt in the Wound because, as you all know, it's always good to put a little bit of salt in the wound to get someone up and moving, right?
Or just tick them off. Yeah, yeah, that'll do it.
So I'm not sure what there is to say about this in the introduction aside from the fact that it's the final quest in the series, and it makes Witchhaven a nice place to live. So, requirements are Kenneth's Concerns, which was the previous quest, 60 defense, 50 constitution, 47 herb lore, 45 summoning, and 35 dungeoneering. And this is the second quest to have a dungeoneering requirement for some very, very short piece at the beginning. Which really doesn't make much sense, but that's okay.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, they could have done this quest without dungeoneering, because all you need to go in there to do is get more information about the sea slug thing that's going to be on the fishing platform, right? So then they could have put that in any other dungeon, so there's no point to dungeoneering, I guess, but Elfin Locks, does that ring a bell for anyone?
Elfin who?
Elfin Locks?
Elfin Locks. It's a player cameo that made a second appearance in this quest.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it was in the Draenor Bank for that, the heist.
Yes,
the,
that's right.
Man, correct?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
So, slight spoiler warning, if you want to play this quest without spoilers, you might want to just plug your ears for the next 5 seconds or so, but Elfin Locks gets blown to bits by a rubidium explosion and dies.
Aw, what a shame.
So that was a funny part in Dungeoneering, because this guy you're with, Ezra something or other, he has rubidium, and he uses them as like hand grenades, and he's the ranger of the group, and he blows the wall down for you to get into the dungeon. So that is how that works. But once you get to that quest, it's basically once you get to the fishing platform, it's just a matter of going through a series of 5 different rooms to the end to take out the Sea Slug Queen, which is kind of anticlimactic in itself, seeing as you just topple a big piece of the cavern onto it, so there's really nothing
amazing there. Big hunk of salt or something, or?
Well, it was like a big stalagmite.
Ah.
Yeah. Tight. But other notes of quests, I mean, other notes about this is, voice requirements for this quest. Each of the three characters you're with, Kenneth, Eva, and what's this other guy's name? It starts with an E. Ezra something or other. I'll just call him Ezra.
Ezekiel.
From Carolina.
Ezekiel.
Ezekiel. Okay. I don't know where I got Ezra from, but okay. Each of them have voices associated with them.
That's good. You haven't done that in a while.
Yeah, so right. if anybody created a new account just to play through their tutorial thing in which they have voices added onto it, that does the same thing here where they've actually got real human kind of voices on this. So that was interesting. And, you know, I could see them doing that definitely in the future with other quests, because if they do that, then basically they're adding another level of interaction to the quest.
Huh. Nice.
Cool beans.
Yeah. Also, with this quest, it brings a new way of doing quests in terms of controlling the characters in the quest, because, you know, it's kind of a puzzle thing with these doors you have to open and everything using levers. So you have four people in your group. So rather than the people just doing it automatically, you get to control each person individually. So you tell them to go places and then open doors and whatnot. And you work as a team to do that. And there's a development blog that came out a few days after this quest that said that's something that they wanted to experiment in this quest with, and then maybe do that again in future quests. But the thing with that came up in my mind is, why not just let a group of people, give a group of people the option to do that on their own? You know, like, let's say I find three people who I want to do this quest with. Why can't they become the three people in the group?
They haven't had many group quests. Is the only one that they did that with the Shield of Arav one, the first one?
Yep, Shield of Arav, and then subsequently Heroes.
Is that the only one that they've ever had, or the only two that have ever had involvement with other people?
I think
quest-wise,
so.
Quest-wise, anyway. They should do that more often. I mean,
yeah, I mean, like, this would have been a perfect case for it, but it would have made the battle too easy. But wouldn't it be a little bit better to have group involvement in the quest like that? I think it would have.
Yeah. As long as they let you go back, that would be good.
Yeah, and, like, have this as an option for people who just want to do it solo. Granted, it would require more programming, but I'd imagine they could just add a different kind of branch in there if they wanted to just remove the player characters and whatnot, and then have Kenneth and them do something else.
I didn't really like the shield quest, because, like, back in, I don't know, it was just really difficult to get anyone to really help you with it. So you kind of had to, like, create another account or...
Back in the day where you could
finish it, yeah.
You could still get the, you just get the certificate or whatever it was, and you instantly complete the quest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And let's put a bit of a timeline on this, Matt. What's back in the day for you?
I can't remember the
exact... RuneScape Classic?
I think I started in 2001.
Okay, there you go. So, another veteran here. Alrighty then. Basically, after that, it's just a matter of getting a mind control potion, then going in to do that, and going through the rooms, and that's pretty much all there is to the quest. So, I don't know. It was an okay quest. I liked it from the point of view of adding in this new control mechanism. But the rewards are something that I think will make other people like this quest too, seeing that you get 45,000 defense XP, 17.5k constitution, 15,000 herblore, 12,500 summoning, and 5,000 dungeoneering XP, and 100 plus bound ammo or arrows in Daemonheim, so...
That's a strictly dungeoneering reward, then.
Yes.
That allows you to have
more ammo, which is something people have wanted for a long time, too. So,
Yeah, that's, I guess if you're into Dungeoneering, this would be a very good quest to do.
Yep. And you also get 2 quest points.
Yay.
So
2 quest points for a medium quest. That's special.
Yeah, that is pretty generous of them in this day and age, actually, given that.
Yeah.
But it makes sense, too, because, you know, it's finishing off the storyline, so why not, right?
Yeah, yeah. It's the end of the storyline, and you would have clearly done the rest of the storyline to get there, so a little extra bonus, I suppose.
Yeah. Alrighty, so that's salt in the wound. Moving on, the Dwarven Army Axe. This is like the Swiss Army knife of RuneScape tools. It serves as a needle, a chisel, a pickaxe, a hatchet, a tinderbox, and even a weapon in a pinch.
Oh, nice.
That I kind of like.
It's not linked. I'll have to do some Google.
Yeah, because it's just in the Salt on the Wound news item. But
oh.
It's a fairly low-level item, so I don't think we'd find it useful. I think it would,
I find it useful. For the fact that it clears up your bank.
It's all right. Plus 15 like attack.
I'm always looking for ways to clear up my bank. I've got so much junk in there.
But I like my dragon hatchet and my dragon pickaxe.
Well, surely it's not a replacement for your dragon pickaxe or your dragon hatchet. But
so this...
If you're leveling, crafting... I guess I don't know why you would level crafting with leather, but...
But it's also a chisel, too, so that would...
Yeah.
That would handle that.
So it's a... never mind. I was going to say needle, don't they degrade? No, I was thinking of thread. But yeah, that's cool. They combined a bunch of stuff.
Yeah. There's a huge fiasco about this, Jagex, even sticky to post on their forums, because... new players got this right away, and it was pre-equipped into their inventories. So,
oh, really?
Yeah, and it would give controlled XP, so it ruined a bunch of peers.
Ha!
You know,
isn't that a shame?
I thought we were beyond this, but I guess not. So, Jagex ruining peers, I guess.
Peers have always been crying.
Yeah, they have, but not as much in this day and age. That's one thing that's changed since you've been back.
They cried all the time back in RuneScape Classic. Everything that Jagex did was ruining peers.
Well, back in the day when you had to have some, or when you always attacked something, you had to have, there was no non-auto attack, right? You had to be attacking with something. If you got attacked, you couldn't just not attack.
I don't know. It's been a while, but I'm pretty sure you could not attack.
You had to stay in combat, but you couldn't run away, so you could just sit there. But...
You were stuck in combat, but you didn't have to hit them.
Ah, gotcha.
Yep.
Well, yep.
Yep, on to patch notes now. Just a few things here, not that much major. The aura slot was added to the bank's equipment screen, so that was forgotten when that came out. Yawn and beckon emotes are now the correct way around. And Farouk's tools now output to friends chat rather than clan chat.
Good stuff.
Yeah.
So, I don't know if there's anything else anybody here wants to highlight, but there you go. There's your little...
Aura slot has been added to the bank's equip screen. That sounds good, from what I can tell.
Yeah, that's what I just said. That's the first thing I said.
Oh, sorry. Never mind.
But speaking of auras, if you're listening to this, if you're one of the early people listening to this still on the weekend, please do remember that you only have until early next week to cash in on the reduced prices of the loyalty program rewards.
Right.
So, if you haven't bought something, go and buy something, because they're at a reduced price. What?
What?
What's so funny?
Hey, are you laughing? Exactly.
Nothing in particular.
Okay.
But all right, everything in general. Anyway.
Next up, RuneScape lore update. I think I told Paul to read this. Did you read this?
No. Sorry.
Okay.
I don't remember getting the memo.
Well, basically, this is a little update that expands on the history of Daemonheim and ties in with the recent Fremenic stuff. So it's more backstory to Daemonheim and the Fremenics and how they all link together. So if that kind of thing is what you play RuneScape for, if you're interested in how it works, go right ahead. And they do mention in this is that as part of the character naming competition, they're going to be naming a character in a future add-on to this. So
they like doing that. Seems like they've done that like 3 or 4 times already. Let the players pick.
Which makes sense, you know. Like, if it's just a name, who cares, right? Who cares?
Yeah, it's just something simple that allows the community to be involved.
Yep.
So, yep, good stuff.
Clan Citadels. Now, this was just coming out last week when we put the show out, and basically we've learned a bit, quite a lot in this last week. Basically, a Clan Citadel is going to be a place where your clans go to gather and work and potentially skill. So they are really hyping this up, all the way from the rocks falling out of the sky to this trailer and a countdown on the front page. So definitely a hyped update, and it seems like it's going to be the construction kind of thing for clans. But I'd prefer not to speculate or talk about what Clan Citadels are actually going to be until they come out, because I don't want to create any expectations that might not be there.
Huh. It does look quite nice from what they've released so far.
Exactly. So that's why I don't want to talk too much about it. But you can have a read through the dev blog, and they say that, you know, it's going to be an option to scale there, but they don't want to have it be too much of an option, and they don't want to have it so that you can maintain. I mean, so that they don't want to have it so it has to be a full-time job to maintain. They say every clan member should spend 20 minutes maintaining the citadel for the clan each week, which isn't too much to ask, I don't think. So
yeah,
that's interesting.
Also, you're going to be able to design your own obstacle courses and stuff, so whether you want to use it for a soccer match or fighting, you can do that. So definitely something we're going to be talking about a lot in the coming weeks. So that's pretty much all I want to say about that today, as that's what the rocks are from, and you can watch their trailer and read the developer blog.
Indeed. Good stuff.
And just a final note for everybody out there, if you're interested in making a video for the Golden Gnome Awards, Excel has another video that describes some more tips as to what you can do to make it look more professional, and maybe even some tricks to make it seem as though it's more fluid, when it really, you were shooting that video that was supposed to have Shane 1288 in it with someone else. But don't do that.
Right.
If you want me for a video.
Everybody do that.
No, don't do that. Because if you wanted to do that, you'd have to ask me first, and I would come depending on what was being made and what kind of compensation I'd get.
You're always about the compensation.
I don't think so. I don't think so.
I mean, you don't think so?
No. You can tell me later why you think that, but that's the RS updates for the week, so if anybody else has anything you want to mention about RuneScape updates, you go right ahead right now.
Good stuff.
Alrighty.
Moving
that means we're going to move on to questions. We got 2 audio questions this week, so I will play the first one right now, and it relates back to our quest.
Hello, hello, hello! If you went to the RuneScape forums during the day the Slug finale was released, you would have discovered that all hell broke loose. It seems that 99% of the players who completed this quest hated it. Nothing in this quest seems to add up, and many people point out the fact that the J-mod behind this latest quest was not the J-mod behind the previous Slug quests. So, my question is, do you agree that the J-Mod who is in charge of a quest series finale should also be in charge of all the previous quests in that series?
Before we answer that, I'm going to add on one thing to this about what you say, and that, yeah, you know, it didn't seem like there was much continuity between this one and the last quest, but that could also be that I did it so long ago when it came out, so. But, any case, what do you guys think of his question?
I don't know. I didn't really like the fact that you need dungeoneering in order to do it.
Yeah, I have done the past two quests, so and because I haven't played, I have no idea what this one is particularly like. But in terms of continuity between, or not continuity, I guess kind of. Anyway, between having the same J-Mod who started be the same one who finishes, it really doesn't have to be the same. Especially when you look at television shows. There will often be separate writers each and every week. It's kind of amazing how it'll just flow perfectly fine. So as long as the J-Mod that takes over or the writer, whoever, is the same knowledge or has the same knowledge that the guy starting it did, it should end up being about the same. Unless they're doing all the programming as well, in which case, have fun. Yeah.
You know, that's an interesting point about that, but it seems as though for some things, Jagex doesn't really have that kind of continuity in place. Like, the tones of these quests are within storylines are completely different. I will say that. Like, even just look at all the Fremenic storylines versus, like, all the different quests in the Fremenic storylines. They're just different tone of quest, which really it shouldn't be, because it should play like a TV show, as Paul says. You do one, then the next one, then the next one. And it should seem as though they continue, like have to be continued at the end or something, right?
Yeah. It depends. When you hand off the writing of a next story, the person who finishes it, or who does the next installment, however you want to look at it, needs to have the same knowledge that the first guy did. So if they're not as good with the background of RuneScape, if their lore isn't up to the same level, supposing the first guy was actually good, then the next installment won't be as good. It won't line up as well. It's just hard to do. Maybe Jagex should make their employees study up before they take their quests. Yeah.
Okay. Matt, you got anything on this?
I don't know. Not really. I haven't played the quest, so I don't really know how the story goes. Like, well, I read on the quest about...
Okay, then.
I lost my train of thought.
But do we agree that continuity is something that's required for quest storylines, at the very least?
For you people that pay attention to quests, yes. For the people who just want the rewards, maybe not so much.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, you know, there are a few storylines that I follow religiously and whatnot, but this Sea Slug was not one of them.
Yeah. It's not exactly a major quest series.
But on the other hand, I give them credit for wrapping it up and tying it off so that there's one less storyline floating around, you know?
And yeah, they need to tie up a couple more of those too. Elven story.
Yeah, Jagex needs to work on tying up their loose ends, eh?
Indeed.
Alrighty. Thank you, Papero, for that question. Next question is from Earth.
Hello, Shane and Jeff. Guessing Jeff. How many words per minute can you type? Also, Shane, enjoying your new iBrick? Love, Earth.
Hi, Earth. So, who did the typing test?
I'm not trying to know this Earth person.
No, it's okay. He's very abnormal, just like you are. You two would be good friends.
Oh.
He's your largest admirer. And by large, I mean, I don't know. But anyway, I can't actually comment on the size of his body because I have not seen it. Actually, Facebook. But anyway, never mind. So, I did the typing test, and I seem to have gotten approximately what I had the last time I took a similar test, for the test that I was sent, which I believe, is it the same one that he sent, or is it just a random one you found?
I think typing test is a typing test.
Well, I remember the last one I took, you couldn't have errors, and this one you also cannot have errors. It'll make you go back and fix them. And I got 82 words per minute with zero errors.
Most typing tests do that.
Oh, well, sometimes you can get errors, and then it'll just subtract points at the end.
Oh.
But 82, that's about where I was, so I'm happy. How about you, Mr.
I got 79.
Oh. Very good.
Yep. And people say I type badly.
There are occasions where you type quite horrendously. Only occasions, not all the time, it's very infrequent, but when you start typing incorrectly, oh my god, it's terrible. Anyway...
That's usually when I'm typing with one hand.
Yeah, it's a couple of those off. It gets interesting. Numbers are not supposed to be used as letters, ever. Anyway, how have you fared?
I did not take the test, because I didn't know that we were taking a test.
You know how fast you type anyway, though, approximately?
I'm not sure exactly. It's been a while since I took a test. I use a Dvorak keyboard. So it's probably...
Yeah.
Is that a handicap, or is it makes you more efficient?
It's more efficient.
It depends.
Okay. Why would I handicap myself?
I don't know.
No, it goes back to the days of typewriters. We actually had to slow down. So the current design is actually slower than peak efficiency. Because when you had a typewriter, you had all the, I don't know, the letters
would fly out.
All the mechanical
parts inside.
Yeah, so they can actually become stuck. Well, they don't fly out, but they're on an arm, and they go back, and they can actually stick together. So if you typed too quickly, that would happen. So they actually had to slow people down. That's why we have the current... At least I don't know if it was like this, but I assume that the QWERT layout is the result of the typewriter incidences.
Yeah, I think I'm going to agree with you there. That it's... I remember hearing about that something... Hearing about that now, too, that I think about it.
Yep.
So.
Nice and quick. Good stuff. Thank you, Mr. Earth.
Thank you. And it's not an iBrick.
What is he referring to?
Yes, I'll talk about that later. But the next question from Ben. I fixed that. Matt, you want to read it?
Sure. Let's see.
Excuse me.
Ben. Oh, there we are. Hi, Shane, and insert name here. Would you continue playing RuneScape if it looked like Minecraft, or would you switch to playing Minecraft? Of Ben.
Well, apropos, I suppose.
RuneScape used to look like Minecraft, kind of.
Yeah, I was going to say the same thing, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, why not? It's RuneScape. I think that would do some good for the game, and, you know, it would make people leave who are obsessed with the good graphics and everything, and that'd make it run better on certain systems. So, yeah, I'd continue to play it.
They're both in Java, but...
I started playing RuneScape when RuneScape Classic was out, and I liked the game. I actually... There were a lot of people who didn't like the RuneScape 2 graphics...
Yeah, and people still in this day and age criticize RuneScape for its graphics.
They aren't very good.
They've gotten better
than they were.
True, but at least back when they were poor, it's sort of the retro sort of feel.
Are you one of the people?
At a mid-ground right now. I am not one of the people. I kept playing after hours, too.
I meant, are you one of the people who uses software mode and textures off and fixed window?
I am not, no.
Don't use software mode. Why would you do that? That'd be silly.
I don't know if you want the original RS2 experience.
I know, but that just... Why would you use software where you can have it all in your GPU?
I don't
know. Enjoy it. Yeah.
If your GPU can handle it, and you got decent drivers for Java.
It is true.
I'm actually playing Minecraft right now.
Turn it off and focus on the show.
I am talking.
Okay, well, if you start to drift, I'm going to have to get rid of you, so...
With a gun!
Maybe. So, Paul, did you play if it looked like Minecraft?
I play Minecraft, and I have played RuneScape. They're just... I mean, if you're just talking strictly graphics versus gameplay type, because you're like a first person versus third, I guess. I don't know. I guess as long as the storyline was still there and you could still play and get everything, I guess it'd be fine.
And go slay abyssal demons.
Yeah.
Yeah. I guess that'd be, it's all doable, but they both have their upsides in terms of graphics. And I don't know. I don't want RuneScape to become all blocky. Not that I mind it in Minecraft, because I'm just used to that, and it kind of works. But yeah.
Alrighty. Okay then. Thank you, Ben. Next one comes from Ranging God. You talked about the idea of a T plus cape. I love the idea. Would it work like Prestige? Maybe every plus adds a certain perk to the skill. Also, you should have me on an episode. Well, if you want to come on an episode, you should listen in the future for whenever we do a contest.
So,
what is T plus cape?
Well, it's just this idea I had to start off, get another 13 million experience in a certain skill, and then you get a T plus cape. So it's like getting 99 once over again. So you get 99, keep getting 99. I'd like to do that for farming, so yes, it'd be like Prestige in that it resets the skill, and you would then it would keep track of that. As for adding perks, I don't know what you could add. Maybe you could add additional levels onto the cape that you can boost up and use that to plant certain things or something. In my case of farming, that'd be the only thing I could think of it. Make the boost at plus two, plus three, all the way up until whatever number it stops at. So, That's my idea with that. That's my idea of how it would work.
As if getting to 99 wasn't hard enough.
Well, I quite enjoyed getting 99 farming.
Which is nothing compared to 120 something, which is...
Yeah, that's
true. How much experience is that? 100 and something?
Let me have a look quickly. But yeah, I wouldn't mind if they made farming go to 120. I would definitely be there doing that.
You'd be one poor RuneScape character after that, but you'd have 120 farming, no doubt about it.
Yeah.
Yep. I know it's some insane amount of XP. I don't have the chart with me that I have for that right now. So, anyways.
Alrighty.
Next one, Paul.
From Sherido. Dear Shane, and insert name here. I'm wondering how many days you have been logged into RS4. Since I have been taking a break from RuneScape and canceled my membership, I can't tell how many I have. I believe that I have around 60 to 75 days for having 64 million-ish experience, and I think that's pretty decent use of my time. Thanks for making the show so awesome. Even though I'm breaking up from RuneScape, I still love to hear you guys talk. Hopefully I'll be back from break soon. From Sherido. So, who knows how many days or hours they've been on RuneScape?
Well, you need to have access to the adventures log, so there's no way for you to tell, Paul.
I know what it was, or I guess I think it was like 130 hours, or days.
Okay.
I want to say for like 5 years of playing, or 6 years. Five and a half, somewhere around there.
Matt?
I can't remember what mine was at.
It's in the adventures log.
Yeah, I'm opening it up right now.
I've been playing since June of 2004, and I have logged 232 days, 6 hours as a member.
Jeez. Two-thirds of a year.
Yeah, it could be worse, you know.
Yeah.
Like, there are people that have, I don't know, like 500 days or whatever and been playing for far less time than me, so.
Yeah.
I'm quite happy with my accomplishments in that.
Back in the day where you used to get logged out after 5 minutes or 2 minutes? I think it was five.
Yeah, it used to be 2 minutes, but now it's five.
Yeah. Back in the day.
Got it?
Almost. I typed in the wrong password. I changed it recently.
Oh, okay. So, yeah. Well, with that, while we're waiting, you do need 104 million.
I need 104 million?
No, you need 104 million to get 120 in a skill.
Ow. I'm more than halfway million. There for attack, I think. Yeah,
273,166.
Take a quick look.
Oh, my time played is 63 days and 23 hours.
Okay. So you're more of a casual type then.
Oh, I took a 5-year break.
Yeah, that's right. I remember that.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, there you go. There's our times. Next one is from Darth. Dear Shane, and insert names here. Do you think Grand Exchange transactions are multi-world? For example, if someone is selling a whip on World 2, could a player from 91 buy the same whip? Thanks and keep up the good work. Darth. Yes, they are multi-world, so that's how it's easy to sell those treasure trail items you get, like the god armors and whatnot, because those are free-to-play, and the free-to-play people still like those. So you just go to your GE members world and it sells instantly because all those free people are wanting to buy those items.
Or something just really junky in general. They'll buy it, don't worry.
Yeah. So, they are multi-world. Yeah.
Good to know.
All right, Matt, next one?
Where the page go? There we go.
I want to pause after each one of these.
Yeah, we'll pause and go through them.
This question's from Lord Passchendaele. Dear wonderful and argumentative hosts in my headphones, he has only a few questions this week. First one is, what is the best way to get from 27 to 30 runecrafting?
What's at those levels?
Crafting.
All the ones he asks about are free-to-play, so I don't know if he is free-to-play. Or not.
Fire runes. That's what I did.
I did,
and that won't
and
take very long. Yeah, fire runes are, or even go to the world that runs air runes, and you can basically help people make air runes with that. So those would be my two choices: air runes or fire runes.
You don't want to help people that way, though, right? You don't get experience.
Well, you could. Yeah, you can. Through the assist system, you can get 30k a day.
Yeah, but everyone can make error. If you can already do it, you can't get experience for it.
Yeah, but some people
you
might...
You can't assist somebody. Oh.
Some people might go there and use the assist system on you, thinking you can make a decent amount of errands, and you help them make these errands, and you get experience.
Huh.
Do you get experience from mining it? Or is that mining experience?
You just get mining experience for that.
Yeah, mining experience, yeah.
I got a decent amount of mining experience that way, too. Back in the days of normal essence, where there was no pure essence.
Yeah, that's too bad.
Yeah. Oh, well. I still have a lot of normal essence. Actually, pure essence. I probably
should
have sold that.
They converted it to pure essence.
Yeah, I should have sold that. I might still have it. I have like
100K. Oh.
Good stuff.
Okay.
Yeah.
Remind Next.
Me. What is the best way to get from 43 to 61 crafting?
So are we going to assume free-to-play or not?
I think we should. I think we should assume free-to-play.
So best thing you can make in free-to-play are the hard leather bodies, I think.
And green dragon hide.
Not in free-to-play.
No?
I don't think so. You can't get
it. Oh, right. It's just the free-to-play people who can wear it, but you can't make it.
Yeah, so either hard leather bodies... I mean, if you want to do it really cheap, just go to the crafting guild, kill cows, make hard leather body right there, or make the hard leather right there, and repeat. It's really cheap, really easy. It'll just take a while. Or you can just buy all the cow hide. It probably wouldn't be that bad.
What about goldsmithing?
You wouldn't want to do gold in free-to-play. If you do that, you'd want to take the gold ore, because you can sell that to people with... the goldsmithing, what you call it, it's the goldsmithing gauntlets in members, and you can probably buy the cowhide and actually get better experience for your money, and time.
No, I mean like making, say, like rings or something, you know?
It's not, you wouldn't want to do that. It's a waste of your money. Waste of your time. Or waste of your, effort.
Time and money.
Yeah. Then silver, I think you could maybe do stuff, but it's probably more time than what you want to put into it for the experience.
Yeah. You know...
I did glass blowing, I think. But that's probably...
Yeah, if you're members, glass blowing is awesome.
Glass blowing is members.
Hand of the Sand, you get the free sand. Then you go to the place in Catherby, and you get the cheap...
Seaweed.
And then you just do that once a day, and like after a month of being online, you'll have a lot. And
then you can also get the magic XP using the blow glass spell or whatever to create it to morph it into molten glass, and you
get 30% more as well, and you can make a boatload of cash doing that too. Well, at least in terms of increasing your profits.
Oh,
does it give what XP does using the melting the glass?
Excuse It'll me, give crafting give. And magic
in the furnace.
If you just do it in the furnace, it just gives crafting, I believe.
As three.
Yes, that's right. But another thing I was thinking is if he was to come across silver, he could do make tiaras.
Those are 50 tiaras. The blank tiaras, I think, are the best for silver experience, especially in free-to-play. Yeah. But I don't think you're going to be able to sell those worth anything. I mean,
no.
No, but it's still really good experience. I also did tiaras when I was training crafting.
Another option is to buy gems and cut them, but you'll lose money with that as well.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yep.
There's a bunch of options for you right there.
Next one.
Well, back to the smelting the glass. Does the magic spell give more experience than smelting it?
It doesn't give any more experience. However, you do get 30% more molten glass. So if you do that, it just works out nice. But that you have to have the lunar spellbook. You can't do that with a normal spellbook.
Yep.
It's seriously, you make those into orbs, and then you enchant the orbs, you just get a lava staff or whatever.
It's nice.
And you can even buy the battle staves and then elk those, and all in all you'll make like 2.5 or so grand per molten glass that you start out with. It works out very nice.
Yep.
So there you go.
Thank you, Paul. You just inspired me a way to make money.
I used to do that a bit whenever I was not lazy.
Because I need to raise 25 million GP.
It's going to take a while, but it's doable. Yeah.
Okay, next one.
Okay, what is the best way to get from 55 to 60 mining? Mind Rune Craft, or Rune Essence.
You can get, if he's in free-to-play, I think it's 5 experience each, so that's going to take forever.
And it's really
Pure Essence is like
much
as
it
used to be.
He's training Rune Crafting.
Yeah.
Okay, there you go.
I guess that'd be two birds with one stone there, at least for your brief little 27 to 30 stint. Past that, I think Iron would probably still be the fastest at that level.
You want to go to, I think, either Alcarid or the southeast portion of the Lumbridge Swamp in there and power mine iron. So basically that means hit the rock, take it into your inventory, and drop it as you go.
I hated mining iron.
Keep the iron, you'll thank me later.
I remember doing that back in RSC. Horrible. I kept all my iron, too.
Yeah, I always kept mine. I'm stingy. That's why I have money.
I can't power anything, because like I just everything I drop, I feel like I'm. It just feels like a loss to me.
Yep,
and also not to mention the clicking that has to go into that as well. So
yeah.
Oh, his next question makes me think that he may be a member.
Oops.
Well then. Oh. Well, we met both, I think. So
yeah, we sort of covered the member.
Yeah. So
next question is doing lunar diplomacy worth it and why?
Yeah, it is. Very much so. Just do it, you'll thank us later.
Yeah, especially for takes the string jewelry spell or the make glass spell, which we just mentioned in number 2 there. So
I'm of the opinion that all of the quests are worth it, because every quest gives you experience, and every quest, like, most quests give you an extra, like, cool thing that you can do. Quests are my favorite part of RuneScape. That's why I played, and that's really why I train skills. If you didn't need levels and things to do quests, I probably would be like level 1 and everything. Probably not to that point, but
yeah.
I did the Legends Guild quest like right after it came out.
Oh, back in Classic?
Yeah.
That's hardcore.
Wow. That's a long time ago.
I had like all of the quests done. I think I was missing like when I started quitting RuneScape, and then I just got behind my new skills and couldn't do any of the new quests, and I'm really behind now. I have like probably like level 5 summoning and low hunter.
Yeah, hunter. Yep, so you got a bit of catching up to do, but you'll find that what you're saying with the quest does still hold up today, and that, you know, the quests are useful. Take Nomad's Quest, for example, gives you a nice cape that has a prayer bonus on it and free Soul Wars experience. So that's the reason why we do quests. Anyways, number 5, the last one.
Have any of you heard of a group called Xenogenocide?
I have
not, and the YouTube link is broken.
Oops. Oh, that's interesting. Okay.
I'll Google them.
It's from Newgrounds.
Oh.
Isn't that like a... What's Newgrounds? Isn't that like a...
a lot of Flash
game
stuff.
Site? Yeah.
Games and various things, at least from what I remember.
It sounds like they're a band, and they have an account on Newgrounds, or I think it's just a single artist who has an account on Newgrounds, where he has some stuff. There are also some YouTube videos, and he's on SoundClick.com. That is, if this is the same person. Oh, he's on Last.fm.
Maybe. He says it's a group, so I assume it's more than one person, okay. I guess.
He has songs such as Keygen, S-Word, War Criminals, Stick This in Your Pipe and Smoke It, Beyond the Dimension of Time, Total Control.
Moving on. Dezak, Paul, last one.
Question from Dezak. I'm back! What is it with, or what is this, my fourth hiatus? Whatever. Hey, Shane, insert person here. I'm back again, and this time I have no reason to leave again since, one, it's summer, and two, I have Comcast now. Question one. Shane, I have started becoming obsessed with Apple stuff, and I have some serious questions for you. I just ordered an old iBook, and I'm... I'm fixing a Mac OS 8.5 disk, and was wondering, when do you start becoming obsessed with Apple stuff? As in a year, what was your first Apple product? And what has been your favorite Apple computer and Apple operating system? Also, what are you most looking forward to in Lion in iOS 5? Why don't you answer that one first?
Well, I think we're going to put a little bit of a difference on this question as to what it's asking, because I wouldn't call myself obsessed in the way this is being described primarily. I mean, I feel compelled to point out the flaws in the operating system and hardware and the company as a whole, if need be. I'm not the kind who will blankly defend them, but I'd say obsessed is a little far, but I think if you're going back to 8.5, if that's what you used, that's further back than I have used. But the first one I think I had was 10.4 Tiger in early 2007.
Just the OS 8.5, don't. Just
yeah,
don't.
Anything before OS... anything before OS 10.3 you want to avoid, actually.
Well, just in terms of... it hasn't been updated in years. You're just... or a sitting security risk. Stick Linux on there. You'll be happy for it.
No, Paul. It's
if you can't, he, if you can't run the latest...
he has it as a collector's item.
Bother.
Ugh.
Jeez.
Macs are not collector's items.
Don't stick it on the internet, because you'll get screwed. Don't.
I don't know.
Actually,
if you
there's
would.
Probably no one writing something that. Old,
yeah, there's but... there would be nobody wanting to attack an OS 8.5 system.
I would.
Have
an Apple.
They did get hacked recently, but anyway.
Okay. So
P.S. I think. Oh, did you say anything about OS 5? iOS 5.
I don't know. I think for me the main thing is. I don't know. Lion doesn't have that much in it, but probably I'd have to say the UI enhancements and bringing it more into the future with rather than focusing on mouse and keyboard, adding more multi-touch kind of stuff to it. That's what I'm gonna be looking forward to in Lion. And as for iOS 5, probably just the iCloud integration across the entire. Apple stuff as a whole.
Good stuff. Yeah, iOS or the iCloud thing will be nice, I guess. It'll compete with what Google offers in terms of syncing.
I don't know if it'll compete. You can't compete with Google.
In terms, Apple doesn't have anything right now.
For Apple users, it will. It will be the thing that Apple users will use, because it's just there and it'll work easily and it'll work with everything right out of the box. So if you have anything Apple-related, from iTunes to a Mac or an Apple TV or iPhones, iPods, iPads, you'll be using iCloud.
Nice thing about that is you can get all of your applications and music back that you forgot about and haven't been able to access in years.
Yeah, that's a really nice thing with iCloud.
Yep. So, question two. I'm back to RS and trying to get back into the gist of things. I haven't played for over a year and wanted to know, regardless of level, what are the top five things I've missed in the past year? Thanks for answering my questions. The one and only, Dezak.
Okay.
What's come out in the last year?
Client support.
Number one.
Did
did trading items come back this year?
Yep. That was this year.
It was a week after.
Which was planned since...
with Wildy as well.
Planned since the beginning of the year. So Wilderness and Free Trade Return, that was this year.
So
according to Jagex, what might also be the top ones of the year? You know, in 2011, I'm really not thinking of much besides Clans and Wilderness coming back as for headlining updates.
Dungeoneering was over a year ago, right?
Yeah, Dungeoneering was over a year ago in April. That's one thing. That's a big thing you missed if you were gone in April
not
of last
that it's
year.
It's huge, it's but not, you would have missed it.
It's not huge, but you know they want you to think it's huge. Well, it is huge, but they the way they were promoting it, you know, that kind
it's
of
huge, mind. Just not useful at all.
Yeah, same here. I mean, I don't mind it. It's just I don't have anybody to go with, and I don't want to deal with the World 117 crowd of people not doing what they're supposed to be doing.
What
I'm level 70.
Oh, well, fine. Don't go.
Jeez.
Yeah, Shane has a problem.
Well, Beats have 120. Anyway,
but
most
of mine is from Penguin Points.
Bad,
and,
I'm just surprised.
Most of mine's from Penguin Points and quests. Which apparently is a bad thing by some Dungeoneering purists, but I don't care. It gets me the levels, and that's all I care about at this point.
Uh-huh. So that's like 3-ish, maybe 4? Or
yeah,
top 5?
Let's see. What else would I say?
I can't remember. So I stopped playing within the last year, and there's stuff that happened. I don't remember what happened.
What's going on?
Yeah, I'm really not drawing a... not thinking of much here that was that amazing last year. They removed the Romeo and Juliet quest.
Yeah,
oh,
I noticed that.
I know
that.
What Zach could do. I know what you could do. Listen to last year's end of the year show with all of the updates. Didn't you do a rundown?
What show is that?
I don't know. Don't we?
No,
don't we do that. Oh, I thought
no.
we did.
No.
We did it once.
But he could go through each one in 2010 starting at the end of February. That's when the show got remarkably better.
Have fun with that.
No, it'd be a good idea, I think. If you have time, you could do that.
You might not want to do that.
It would take a great amount of time, but yeah, I can't really think of much. Those would have to be the top big three things that have happened in the last year.
Yep. Very nice.
They've made lots of little improvements in terms of UI over the past year and a bit, generally advancing it, which I think is a good thing.
Yeah, they have. There have been some decent changes, too.
Oh, they changed the way death works this year.
What?
If you die, you now get to... If you die, you now get to choose which items you keep, providing you're not in the wilderness.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they did that after I quit.
Respawn.
Why, people? Why? Some updates,
well, there's nothing
swear.
To prevent you from filling in the payment information and going again.
Yeah, $7 I'd rather spend on something else, like the Steam sales.
Alrighty, thank you. Thank you, Dezak.
You will die a terrible death. So that's the end of questions, which means we are on to tech news.
Not so fast, though. I want to mention that you can send us questions in by going to the forums, rsbnb.com/forums, and looking for the questions topic and posting your question early in the week. Most times it's posted by Monday, so... please do go there and post if you have a text question. If you have an audio question, you can send those to us three ways. Email it to questions@rsbnb.com, like these two did, Earth and Papro. Or you can phone it into the Google Voice number, which is 571-572-2632, or better known as 571-57BNB. Or you can leave us a voicemail on Skype. Just add RSBNB update to Skype, press call, and leave a voicemail.
Indeed. Very
now,
nice.
Paul,
now,
do your tech news
now it's time for tech news. Yeah.
Or is it?
Yeah, it,
yeah, it is.
Oh, okay.
Yay! So, Shane, you did this first one.
Yeah.
Skype comes to me. Facebook.
Facebook, yeah. So, basically, there's going to be this huge integration plan thing where you're going to be able to use access your Facebook contacts on Skype in 5.3 when that comes out. And you're also going to be able to access your Skype contacts and use Skype to voice and video call on Facebook.
I wonder why they're doing that.
Because Microsoft owns a part share in Facebook. That's
The answer is Google Plus, the huddle thing, or whatever it's called. Or the Hangout.
Yeah. Oh, speaking of which, I'm doing one of those right after this show.
Doing a Google Plus?
Yep.
You have
it works
Google
quite
Plus.
Well. Yep.
I hate
Shane
you.
Does too. You want to invite?
Yeah, I do.
Yes. Yes.
Post your Gmail in the Skype chat. I'll send you one. Invites
one.
May be closed, so you might have to wait a couple days, but I'll send you an invite.
Yeah.
I got it, Paul.
Okay. Yeah.
I came up with this idea while reading this. Why doesn't Microsoft just buy Facebook?
Facebook is valued. They should have probably bought Facebook instead of Skype. Though I don't know how they would do that, other than have it as a completely separate entity, just own it.
Yeah.
Say have fun and... But then again, I don't know if Facebook would let themselves be sold. Microsoft would have to buy a majority share. That'd be the only... They'd have to have a hostile takeover. I don't know how that would work, considering they're not even on the stock market yet. But
doesn't it make sense that Microsoft would want something like this?
No.
Now that Google has Plus and, like...
I don't know. It's hard to see Microsoft doing social like that. I mean, Google, they seem friendly. I mean, just the company in general is friendly. They like to connect people. They have They have YouTube. They have Gmail. They have the things that people go to all the time to do stuff with other people. But Microsoft, I mean, they have email and they have search, but search doesn't really connect people as much as a video site. Video site such as YouTube, I mean, that has majorly changed the way that you can share things with family and friends. Just in terms of that. Of course, there's the text aspect, and that is covered by something different, I suppose. But I don't know. It just seems hard to have Microsoft leading Facebook.
Yeah, and, you know, I don't think it would be a good thing for Facebook, but, you know, it's just another thing that's linking this together, and I don't think many people out there are going to know about this right away until it starts getting promoted, because it's not on by default. You have to turn it on, and, you know, it's kind of the thing that they're going to, people who use Facebook are going to think it's the greatest thing since sliced bread, because it's something that you can do on a website, and it's really not a new thing. It's just this integrating of software all around. So I don't know.
Yeah, I was just looking up Facebook's valuation is $84 billion.
I don't know if Microsoft could pull that off.
Not in a strict
cash
grab.
They want you for that price. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think Facebook would want any shares of Microsoft so much.
Yeah. See, this would have been the thing. Like, why couldn't Google have got Skype? This would have prevented this entire thing.
See all the weird things that Microsoft's doing to Skype, too? Having the man in the middle type of dealy? Did you hear the story on that?
So, no.
Microsoft is making it so that they will be able to intercept, or they will be able to give law enforcement the ability to intercept any call and decrypt it.
Well, I'm done with Skype. See you guys later.
Well, I mean, for this type of stuff, it's already public. It doesn't really matter. But just in the terms of, you know, having the ability to have an encrypted
I don't care about that. Who cares about that? You're in public. You can do
you're
that.
Not
you're in
public.
Your house.
You're in your home.
Yeah, but still, you can be heard in your house. There's devices that, like, let's say you're in your living room and you're having a chat with your terrorist associate, you know. There's devices that can monitor the vibrations on your windows and transfer those into sound.
I know when I have conversations with my terrorist associate, I do it in my house.
You just
yeah, and they'll be able to listen to you right there anyways. So...
Well, true.
I don't see what the big deal is.
Shane's my terrorist associate. Just so everyone knows.
Uh-oh, you two are going to go in for questioning.
The men in white suits are going to come get you, Shane.
Black suits.
Oh, I remember... You remember what we're talking?
I do.
Yeah. Do you remember that episode?
Maybe. Wasn't there one called
Yeah, there was
something coming to get me.
There was.
Yeah,
when
that's right.
English.
Yeah. Wow. Why do I know this stuff? I shouldn't.
Because you're a member of RSBNB.
But all I right, remember so, the weird stuff.
But back like, on this, you know, I just think that this is will just compound the whole Facebook thing, and it won't help Google Plus get any groundwork because, you know, the people who use Facebook are going to think, as I said, this is a great thing, and they're not going to see any reason to switch.
I think that's
that brings
kind of
up the
point.
Question. Then that brings up the question, is Plus even something that switches from, for people to switch to from Facebook?
Yes.
In terms of having everything, well... Your profile is public. You can't change that anymore. There's just a certain amount of information. Your username, your profile page, and whatever you have on the profile page is public. You just can't change that. So in terms of Facebook versus something like Twitter, that would be more in the Twitter type of thing. Although the actual interactions are more Facebook-y than Twitter.
Facebook-y.
Well, I mean, you know, the act of Facebook versus Twitter. yeah, I don't know. It's interesting.
You're interesting.
I know I'm interesting. Thank you.
I don't know. Has anybody tried this thing, the voice chat on Facebook?
I have not. I just
or
started.
Video?
No.
Oh, on Facebook?
Yeah.
I didn't realize they had it yet.
I have access to it, apparently. But I have to install the thing. And then I have to plug in a camera and meh.
I hate plugging in cameras.
But the thing with okay. Google, I'm doing that later. The Hangout. That thing's awesome. Anyway, different.
What is the Hangout?
Right.
You can have a group video chat that's free. And you can it switches between people as they're talking automatically. It's nice. And
it's all done through the web browser too.
Indeed. I don't know how that if I don't know if that's going to get integrated on the mobile side or not, but that would be interesting.
It should.
Yeah. If Apple approves it, I'll be able to check it out. So, moving on to the next little bit of news, I suppose.
This one was yours. I personally think this is a great idea.
The ISPs, or the title is ISPs to Disrupt Internet Access, and the I don't know, like 10 or so ISPs in the United States have agreed to this, I don't know, little thing with the RAA and MPAA, Major 2, in terms of if they find you downloading content that you cannot legally be doing, they will send you anywhere between, what is it, up to five or six warnings before they cut you off and do something involving a legal suit. But it's not really set in stone what they have to do, or you can get up to one or two and then like the third one, or they can just not send you a couple and then file a legal action on the sixth. It's kind of strange.
They said they could also like slow down your internet connection or whatever.
Except for email, VoIP, and something else. But,
yeah.
You know, yeah. I don't know. It's interesting. I hope that people don't get six warnings, because if you're getting six warnings, you're probably not doing it right.
Well, if they can not warn you, and what was that about not warning and then just suddenly...
Well, they have
pursuing action
to give you like six, if I remember right, they can give you up to six warnings, but they can do like one or two, and then they skip a few, and then they can give you the last one, and then they sue you. Not they don't sue you, but up till this point, they don't give the MPA or whatever organization your information. They just keep it between you and them. And then after a certain point, they do turn over your information and allow legal action to be against you. But none of this is done with a legal with legal process. It's all done internally, which I'm not. I mean, in terms of that, it's their word against yours, and unfortunately, they're probably not going to let down so much.
I don't see the reason to pirate anything anymore.
But what if you're accused falsely and you get cut off?
Well, you can get a good lawyer.
Yeah, but why would you good have liar. To do that?
But out of in the past with what they did, how many wrong cases were there?
My professor last semester was sued, or not sued. He was brought to court over a movie that he had apparently downloaded, but his hard drive on his computer couldn't even hold a file that size. So what the hell?
Maybe someone had his Wi-Fi then.
It wasn't on Wi-Fi. It was in the days where you had to have hardwired.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but he paid the. What, $200 or whatever it was at the time, and he got out of it, which still sucks. But
yeah.
I'm just not a whole. I'm not a fan of the ISPs. Even they should just stop. It's not really worth their time to deal with it.
Yeah, well, you know the way it works. There's something called lobbying and whatnot, and they give certain amounts of money to certain people, and you know they expect things back. You scratch someone's back. They'll scratch years later, that kind of thing.
I suppose.
That's just the way things work in the world. And you know, many people online, unfortunately, don't see it that way. And there's nothing that can be done about that. Alrighty. So with that aside...
Much more awesome news?
Yes, well, the,
sad,
last,
awesome.
The last... The last space shuttle launch happened today.
That is not
against
awesome.
Against all odds, really, because seeing as the weather was not supposed to cooperate, so it was really amazing that the weather shaped up and they managed to get the thing off the ground.
Yeah. Well, that's
how long
that
was there for.
It's cool that they did it, but it's not cool. Awesome that it's the last one.
Yes.
Shouldn't be the last one.
It's a 12-day mission, four crews. It's basically just a resupply and bring stuff back and that kind of thing. So after that, the orbiters go to their new homes at various museums, and we, or the U.S. rather, ferries your people to the space station, courtesy of the Russians, until private enterprise is ready.
I think we're actually getting the budget cut for other space endeavors, such as the Hubble Space Telescope.
Which branch is wanting to cut that?
Not quite sure.
Yeah, well, you can actually blame Obama for the cancellation of the thing that comes after the shuttle, the Ares 1 crew transfer vehicle. That entire program he canned, unfortunately.
Damn you, Obama! Damn you!
Yep, see? Thank you, Paul, for just confirming everything I thought for the past 2 years or so.
And there's the James Webb Space Telescope, I want to say, that was supposed to be going up sometime.
Yes, that's it. That's the one that's supposed to replace it.
Yep, and it might get completely canceled. So, or it's getting its budget cut, which means
it's
not going to happen anytime soon.
Well, NASA's
done. Yeah, well, that's the U.S. government's fault, and people are going to be wondering what happens when China or India takes the lead in space. Well, you just have to look to your government and realize that was the problem there. So
we're going to have another space race.
Yeah, that's
what's
actually
somewhere. We have to have somewhere to race to.
Yeah, that's the real reason we're cutting it. We want to race. We're gonna start from the beginning.
Let's have a race. Let's go to Mars.
It's like when you start a new RuneScape account. It's like playing with all these high skills is boring. I want to start over again. And
yeah, that's the same thing I feel.
We need space prestige.
I'm not sure how that would work, but you probably need another country or something to do it. But I'm sure if everybody were to gather together in like the International Space Station kind of thing, that might be something to consider. But where would be the fun in that exactly? You know, nobody wants to fund that anymore.
Yeah.
Alrighty, oh, so that's just a note for anybody out there, because, I think everybody should take interest in that in some way, but, there we go. Alright, that's it for tech news. Moving on to other things.
Such as the July Skill of the Month update.
Which is agility. Currently, Sexy Ketchup with 2.6 million experiences in first.
Followed
then,
by
Tim, 998,000 experience. And
almost
then
1
S. Sorensen, 57 at 425K in number third.
Sexy Ketchup.
Indeed. Actually, yep. Kind of halves almost each time going down. But anyway,
except
at least to a
between
point.
4 and 5.
Yeah, they screw it up. Darn you people.
Yeah, Earth screwed that up.
Oh, Earth. You screw up things all the time. And I know he listens to this, so I can say that and know that he will be like, oh, no I don't. Yeah. And he'll probably message me later. Later being Sunday. Anyway. Good guy. So, there's a month.
Yep. Pick. 182.
Oh, yeah. Wait, skill of the month?
No. Pick for...
Oh,
awesome.
Pick.
Yes.
Minecraft.
Which hasn't been recommended yet. What the heck?
Minecraft. Woo!
Okay, tell everybody what it's about. I still don't get the appeal
of it. You don't play Minecraft?
Yeah,
no.
He doesn't. He plays Star Trek Online.
Shane, you... We're not friends anymore. I'm sorry.
I know.
So Minecraft is this amazing game that came out like 2 years ago now?
I think it was 2-ish. Became really popular last year.
Yeah. It was really popular last year, but not...
It's going official soon, too. In November sometime.
Why isn't that TNT lighting? Oh, that's a regular torch. So, I'm playing Minecraft while we do the update.
That's not allowed.
What's allowed?
That's not allowed. You're not coming on the show again for another 5 years.
Really? I'll just have to take another RuneScape break then. So
why
Minecraft.
Do you like this game? Tell the people, and then tell the people where you can get it.
You can get it at Minecraft. Is it net?
Net. It's .net.
Yeah, I don't think they have a .com, but
maybe
it's. It's basically Legos in video game form. You can. I would have thought you would have liked it, Shane.
I don't see the point, because we had something similar to this back in 2001 on Tribes 2 called the Construction Mod.
Well, you can... My favorite part of Minecraft is Redstone Circuitry, because there are some really cool videos out there. There's, like, someone built a simple computer using this Redstone Circuitry thing.
Someone builds the Enterprise.
Yeah, someone built a model. I think it was like
full scale,
one to one. Yeah, Yeah, it was full scale. Model of the Enterprise with each block being, I think, a foot? I think it was.
It's a meter. I don't know what he used, but it's normally a meter.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, there are a lot of cool things in Minecraft. And
if you want to check out a couple YouTube videos, I'd recommend if you go to youtube.com/bluexephos, BLUEXEPHOS, I believe. They have a nice, they have very nice tutorial / adventure mode things. It'll get you in it. I think CoStar stopped doing it. But he is youtube.com/CoStar. CoStar. He had CoStQuest. And then the other one is youtube.com/someone I don't remember. Sorry.
YouTube.com/someone I don't remember. Okay.
Sorry. Yeah, it starts with an X. But
my recommendations would be Kirshar, Kirshar. He makes a lot of cool traps and just cool stuff. And also Ethos Lab, Ethoslab. He has a lot of mob trapping system, or mob farms and sorting. He has this interesting sorting system, and he's also, he invented the Eats Road, which is a fast transportation method.
Okay, now how much does this cost?
It costs, is it $10?
Right now it's in beta. I got it when it was in alpha, and I paid $13, I want to say. Now it's in beta. It was 50% off. Now it's 25% off. So it's probably around 17-ish, I want to say.
And it's a one-time payment.
It's a one-time payment, correct. The person who I'm thinking of is... Oh, come on. I have the thing. It just doesn't say. It just says X.
Sure you do.
It's not X.
Okay.
What's this guy's name?
You can put it in the notes later or something.
I could.
Okay, so basically if you want to play with Legos in the computer and have the Legos be interactive and build things with them, that's what Minecraft will do for you.
Have skeletons come out and creepers come out and blow you up and zombies and everything. It's good.
Okay.
And then there's Classic, which is free, but that's just building. There's nothing else you can do. I mean, you can... there's no survival mode. Survival mode's the mode that pretty much everyone plays on. That's where you can die and whatnot. But in Classic, you just build stuff. You have unlimited everything and you build. That's creative. But anyway.
Alrighty then. Thank you for the pick, Matt and Paul, since that seemed like a combined effort.
Yes.
It was mine.
Okay, so achievements of the week. This is the point where we go through the high scores and mention people who got 99. So I will start off by saying One Stone Pwn got 99 defense on July 7th. Congratulations.
Eon got 99 defense on July 6th.
Matt, your turn.
No. Eon also got 99 Constitution on July 4th because he's a no-lifer.
No, you can't say that. That's not nice.
He timed them well.
That's what he said. Level 99s in July. It's ridiculous.
Nice.
Ridiculous.
I've done that before.
I have.
You're
too.
Also a no-lifer, Shane.
I don't think so. But continuing on. Hairy Monkey, 99 cooking on July 1st. And
Maniacs with 99 defense on June 30th.
Hate all of you.
Congratulations, all. And it doesn't matter what Matt says, you know, it doesn't matter if if you're a no-lifer or not. I'm sure he means it in a nice and caring way.
He's just jealous.
I'm very jealous.
That's what I thought.
Yeah, exactly. What, are you still like combat level 75 or something?
I haven't been level 75 since like RuneScape Classic.
Oh, okay. Well, I remember seeing you as like 75 or something way back when.
I am.
And I wasn't sure if you trained it again.
I was level 88 before I quit. And I am now.
Okay, maybe that's what I'm thinking about.
89 or 90.
Yes, we're combat level 88. Le Canard. Okay.
Before
so, what have we. Yeah, what have
what
we
have
been
we
doing?
Been you doing?
Can, yes.
For whom?
Matt first.
Nothing. What have I been doing?
Nothing.
Nothing.
What? Well, on RuneScape.
Well. Oh, on RuneScape? Not yep. Life in general?
Well, you can do life in general, but on RuneScape would be good since we are a RuneScape-related show.
I have no idea what you're talking about. What's RuneScape?
Okay.
Oh, come on.
I'm
okay, so you...
Recently, I have been... Well, I fished 1,000 monkfish because I was out of food. And I realized coming back to RuneScape that I need food to do things.
Indeed.
And I haven't played for a few days because I got a full-time job programming, and so I haven't really had time this week, but I think I might play this weekend.
What are you programming in?
I'm currently programming in the .NET framework using C#.
Oh, that's good. That's good. Yeah. People are using C# and not still using Visual Basic or even C++.
We have these
modern operating systems and strong computers. There's no reason not to use C#, I think, unless you're looking to do something that requires massive speed. And in that case, I'd recommend C.
Yeah.
C++.
No, go straight to assembly. Come on.
Yeah. I kind of like C++, but learning C#.
Yeah, me too. It's a nice middle of the ground, wouldn't you say, between C and something like a Java or C#?
I don't know that it would be the middle of the ground. I think C++ is a lot closer to C than it is to Java or even C#.
Well, I mean, it has rudimentary object support, but it's not going to turn into Java or something.
It's just,
so that's why I say a middle ground is like a compromise, you know. But I wouldn't program object oriented in C++ if I had a choice.
Yeah. But
I'm sorry for that digression, but continue on.
It's okay. But before last week I was working on getting my Dragon Defender, because apparently that came out.
Oh yeah, that's right. That's something also from last year.
I was wondering when that came out because
wasn't that long ago, was it?
No, like September or something, I think.
Oh, okay. Oh, there you go. Check that out if you like Defenders.
Here I thought before I quit, I thought that getting the Rune Defender would be the last Defender I would have to get, but nope. I come back and I'm still killing ogres.
Yep. Just kidding.
Okay.
Don't need Dragon.
So, any other stuff you'd like to share?
Well, in real life, I've been up to programming, which I mentioned, and I am currently going to be pursuing my master's degree in computer science in the fall.
Very nice.
Good.
I ended up dropping my design tech major just because I really didn't like the program at the college I was at.
What are you going to focus on for your research?
I'm not sure. I'm thinking I might do graphic design, but it all depends, really.
Yeah, okay. Alrighty then. Well, it's good to have a little catch up with you and what you've been up to all these years and a couple of days on RuneScape. Okay, Paul?
Let's see. I guess since last week, papers for classes. Went to New Hampshire. Had an awesome time. Did some kayaking, which is a lot more fun than I would think.
Did anyone capsize?
Greg got some water in his kayak and had to pump it out, but no capsizing. It was fairly doable. Got Google Plus. Going to be using the Hangout thing, which is actually quite nice. Yep. You get the video with the multiple people, and then you can share YouTube. Other than you don't have to use a third party thing for that. It works out quite nicely. Although we found some bugs, which we're reporting because it's in beta. And let's see what else. Not a whole lot. Oh, right, Steam sales on now, so buy stuff. It's nice. I've bought, I think, 2 or 3 things so far for very cheap. And PC gaming, do that on Monday. It looks like
we're
going to have TF2 again.
On Monday?
TF2,
okay, then.
The third week in a row, because people keep voting for TF2 since it's free and newish.
Yeah, I thing I like about that game is being the sniper and using my bow and arrow, and getting someone to light my arrow on fire, and then just pinning someone to the wall with a flaming arrow.
Indeed. And you get the give the pyro the assist on that too.
Oh, okay.
Nice guy. So how about you, Shane? What have you been doing this last week?
Well, on RuneScape, I'm not sure if I got this last week or not, but I finished getting up to 95 strength. I think I mentioned that last week. But aside from that, just being farming, fundraising, and buying bones, because I am going to go for 95 prayer so I can knock that achievement diary, or no, task set out of the way. I keep calling them achievement diaries because that's what they were called when they came up, but they're tasks now to everybody. So that's for that. So I have to raise 25 million GP, and I already received a donation, so donations are not required. Even if you wanted to donate bones to me, they're not required. I already received a generous donation from Rice, who I like to call Eric. So,
but you wouldn't turn down any donations, I'm sure.
No, I wouldn't, actually. But they're not required, and I'm not asking for them. Just in case anybody were to get any ideas like that.
Yes.
Aside from that, just been making sure that RuneWire 3 is still going on the way it's supposed to go on, even though we're 3 weeks in now, so everything seems okay. Or no, 2 weeks in. Two and a half. Yeah. That and that's pretty much about it, I think. So.
Good stuff.
Yep. And I think that means we're done for this week. So unless anybody else has anything that they want to mention, we will wrap this episode of RSBNB Update up and tell everyone thanks for listening and spending some time with us this week. So for Matt, Poison333, LeCanard.
I really don't have anything.
Okay, that's when you're supposed to say goodbye, then.
Let's say goodbye.
Hello, and welcome to RSBNB Update.
Close enough.
Yep, and Paul, PFK99s.
Bye, people.
See you next week.